There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. I don't think I've stepped on the third rail. I might have peed on it. I had one very simple question. I posted a video of the president, and the question was, is it legit? All right, you've had an hour to discuss it. I just took the video down. My email box is full. My website is down. I guess I don't have enough bandwidth. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm asking you the question. Based on you watching the video, do you think it's the real deal? I don't know. First few times I watched it, yeah. Then I thought, maybe not. And then I thought, yeah. Then I thought, maybe not. And as far as the call, do your due diligence. Let me explain to you something, Skippy. Normally I don't get too irritated on the radio, but I will now. Let me explain who's in our news department. Do you have a pen? I want you to write down everyone who's in our news department. OCD, he's the director of news. OCD is the editor of the news. OCD is the copywriter. OCD is management. You get it? It's just me, man. I don't have the luxury of working for Clear Channel and having a news staff. When you hear stations like WOAI in San Antonio and KTRH in Houston, they have news staffs. It's just me. And what I'm doing is I'm getting up every day and I'm thinking, okay, where is the truth? What do you think? And that's all I'm asking. What do you think? Alrighty then. Let's go to some email. Carl writes in, speech sounds legit, although words can be edited together. Listen to the echo in his words. The reverb has no break in echo. You cannot be that consistent in audio editing. Okay, so Carl thinks it's the real deal. Ken writes in, you have a copy. You have to copy that to a flash drive so it won't vanish. Get that video out to as many friends as you can. What I did was I emailed it to Michael Herzog, and he's going to post it on his Facebook. Let's see. Dan writes in, these are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in the crisis, shrink from the service of their country, but he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Thomas Paine, 1776. Michael writes in, that clip was way out of context. I saw the original, and he was actually saying some nations have said about their people in past history. We really don't have to help this guy wedge his foot into his own mouth. Let's go to Sovereign Man in Freedom Land. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Well, I'm awake. I hope you are.
Oh, I've been awake since probably ever since I was born, but actually since 1992 is when I truly became awake.
Ah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. It's real interesting. We really can't trust what's being presented to us in the media. I mean, everything can be manipulated now. I was racking my brain because approximately 2 years ago, I was involved in quote unquote broadcasting, and one of the people, one of the hosts, were they sent me a video of this shows that you can't trust anything that's being, you know, given to you in the media. And actually, there is a video. It's called Stargate Studios Virtual Backlot Reel 2009. And it shows how, via the green screen, everything can be manufactured. Everything can be manipulated. It's quite amazing. And then there is another one, which is a 2012 version of that same type of green screening that they're doing. So it's quite remarkable.
It is quite remarkable. You know, because I'm in the business, I know that media, especially audio, can be easily manipulated. And so last night when I got the video, I just kept studying it and listening to it, and I thought, it seems legit, but I can't believe someone as media savvy as President Obama would say something like that. I mean, that just is, he's never really revealed his cards, and that's why I was taken aback with the video and the audio.
Yeah. Well, there are tools available to us to actually, the technology is so advanced, OCD, or should I say, people really don't know the times that we're living in. There is a website, can I plug it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's called Sound Health Options, okay? This is an organization where they will teach you how to do. Have you ever heard of voice stress analysis?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so you know that the whole polygraph thing is a ruse. It's a psyop. Okay, the powers that should not be will strap you down into the polygraph position as a psychological operation to get you worked up so that you'll actually, you know, either confess or deny, okay? But the whole time they're using VSA, or voice stress analysis, to analyze your speech to see whether you're lying or not.
Well, this has been around for a long time. You know, you factor in MK Ultra, where they literally fracture your mind and get you to basically become like a Manchurian candidate. And I just can't fathom him saying those words, because everything he says is so controlled once he gets in front of that teleprompter. Maybe it was taken out of context. But
yeah,
the problem I have is time and staffing. And that's why when I presented the video today, the question was, is this the real deal? Because it is almost impossible to know these days, because everything can be doctored so easily.
Yeah, Don, you have a great resource at your disposal, and that is your listeners. RBN has some of the most intelligent people on the planet. And one thing that they do have, because of the economic situation, is time. We can dispel the bovine fecal matter from the truth in a matter of minutes. Okay, we got people from anywhere from homeschooling moms to computer designers. You understand that?
Oh, I understand. I mean, this audience challenges me more than any audience I've done a show in front of before. I realize that most of the people listening to the show are very informed and very educated. So, you know, I do try to do my due diligence, but every once in a while, something will cross my desk, and I'll say, okay, is this the truth, or is this manufactured? Because nobody has a monopoly on the truth.
Well, maybe you should put together basically a group of individuals that email you that, you know, because I've emailed you some different things in reference to trying to help you out on the site or whatever, and sending you links or whatever. You should put together what you would might think as an email blast or whatever, and have a list and say, hey, look, what do you think about this? Boom, send it out to all the people, you know, when people like Chris in Vegas calls in, or Bear, or you know who they are, you know, get them on a list and send it out and say, hey, can you help me out here, guys?
Well, actually, if you go to the website, outcastradio.net, there's a place where you can become a member, and basically you'll receive all the information that I'm getting, and you can probably filter through it and let me know what you think is truth and what is fiction.
I hate to say this, but people are shy of becoming members of anything now. They believe that everything's a damn honeypot.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. Sovereign Man, appreciate the call. If you want to email me, I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer it today. I've got 33 I haven't got to yet. But anyway, check out the website, outcastradio.net.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
If you only knew what goes on during the commercials. I'm outside talking to Michael Herzog, and I'm saying, you know, if they only knew what actually happens here. If this is WKRP on steroids, and Sam's playing the bumper music to come into the show, and my headphone cord gets wrapped up in my chair, and I trip over. Welcome to the magic of radio. Let me tell you something, if you're listening out there right now, I, OCD, am deeply offended that you would think that video of the president is doctored. And just to prove to you that I am right all of the time, I am never wrong, I am now going to play a clip of Roger Clemens admitting that he did steroids. That's right, Roger Clemens admitting he does steroids, and it proves that I'm always right. Roger?
Thousands of people use steroids. I use steroids. When I played in Toronto for the Blue Jays, I use steroids. I've been getting my family, my friends, and people in the community here at home and really the fans around the country to inject steroids and human growth hormones into my body. The New York Yankees use steroids. Last year, I used steroids. My children use steroids. My extended family use steroids. My family, my friends, and people in the community here at home and really the fans around the country use steroids. I want to say thanks to steroids. Over the last 15 days or so, it's been extremely difficult to inject steroids into my body. I'm almost numb to some of these steroids. Last year when the LA Times reported that I used steroids, I said it was not true then, and now the whole world knows I use steroids. It surfaced again later now with this Mitchell report, and let me be clear, the answer is I use steroids. I want to say thanks to this Mitchell report. I did provide Brian McNamee with steroids to inject into my body. Brian McNamee did inject steroids and human growth hormones into my body when I played in Toronto for the Blue Jays. This report is simply true. After Christmas, I'm going to sit down with Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes, and I'll inject steroids into my body. I use steroids in my career. And I'm very thankful for those steroids.
Don't you ever question my credibility. Thank you, Roger. Let's go to Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Don?
Jim, are you in shock?
No.
How about that expose? Right there, Roger Clemens. I'm telling you, dude, he admitted it. It was Don, not doctored, Jim. Don't you tell me that was doctored. I'm going to get really pissed off.
Hey, I absolutely love your show, and especially the nickname OCD. That's awesome. Hey, in regards to this Obama clip, that might have been taken out of context, but actions speak louder than words, and he's doing, with all his executive orders and all of his statements that he's made, he's doing exactly what a dictator would do.
No argument from me.
I believe that statement, that clip, tells exactly what that man believes, because he's a liar and a psychopath. And he's proven that time and time again. Anyway, one more thing. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, you were talking about your evening show.
Yes.
And you said something about your evening show was more laid back.
Yeah, it is more laid back. I mean, last night I had a great time.
Don, you couldn't get more laid back. If you got any more laid back, you'd be sleeping, buddy.
I'm Mark Levin, and I'm sitting in for OCD, and I take offense. You know what I can tell about you, Jim? Listen to me. Jim, you are not a constitutionalist. I am a constitutionalist. I'm tired of the Obama administration and callers like you. Get rid of this caller right now. Right now. Sammy.
Hey, I appreciate you. Love the show.
Have a great day, Jim. Appreciate you. Let's go to... Man, I am way out there today. Let's talk to Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Don. Well, you know, it sounds legit, but, you know, sound bites, they can do pretty much whatever they want to, engineering-wise. So I don't know. I can't imagine Obama being stupid enough to actually say that, and, of course, with recorders running and everything. So I don't know. Part of me says that's... It'd be stupid on his part to do that. Other part says he is doing it. So I don't know. It's hard to say. But what I wanted to say is that maybe going to the source who put the video out, there are several people who've put videos out of saying the same thing. Maybe it'd be good to contact them and do a little homework there, find out the research, where it came from, and maybe there's more to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I think you just stated exactly where I'm at. I don't know. I mean, to me, it would be so foolish of him to say that. And he is media savvy. I cannot imagine him saying that. But in the context, I'm thinking maybe I don't know. Maybe it's arrogance. I honestly don't know. I really don't.
Well, if it was truth, I think the government would have shut it down by now. They would have said, no, no, there's no truth to that. That's wrong. Or, you know, if it was a mistake made, you know, it was definitely an accurate quote, and they didn't want people to see it or hear it, they would have shut it down really fast. The reason they didn't shut it down is because they probably said it's not true. Somebody doctored this. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Steve, I appreciate it. Have a terrific day.
You too.
Let's go to my favorite fireball in North Carolina, Renee. Hello, Renee.
Well, hello. I tell you what, actually, the CNN coverage for Ferguson and stuff and some of the mainstream media coverage is actually pretty good, shockingly. You know, we may be getting to a tipping point. You just don't know because the way they're attacking reporters and news people, all of a sudden the media is starting to care. But, you know, earlier you were talking about lies, and it's true. Practically everything is a lie. I think it was Tolstoy who said, you know, history would be great if only it were true. And so the thing is, everything is a lie, and we've had so much stolen from us, our lives, because look how much time we all have to spend trying to find a needle of truth in a haystack of lies. And so I don't think people even realize how much this has stolen from all of us, where we cannot live an authentic life in truth. They've stolen the way we would like to live our lives on this planet. And when, if you really spend a little time on that, thinking about that, it really is awful. And I have another point. I'm so sick of people saying the government or they. That's just so vague. But if someone like me tries to make it more specific, saying like government employees or something like that, and or police or military or teachers, and somebody has a link in their family to one of these groups, all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, they don't know. Another one, I'm sick of lies and excuses. They don't know. Well, you know, they're taking the money. It's their job to know. And the other excuse that drives me crazy is most of them are good. Not mathematically possible. Because if most of them are good, and I don't care which group you're talking about, Congress, the police, the military, I don't care what institution, if most of them are good, they would have reformed their own system instead of conformed.
Yeah. You know, and the point you make about truth being elusive, it's more elusive than ever, and I can't believe that we're not getting it. And ironically, I think we're starting to get it, like you said, with CNN, etc., because they're starting to go after journalists, and the journalists are going, wait a second, if you're coming after us, maybe there is something to this.
Yeah, because it's amazing. Because I usually don't, I've started kind of checking to see this whole Ferguson thing and all, and I'm looking at this, and Morning Joe, who I generally don't like, Scarborough, is going, yeah, maybe all those police need to wear cameras. They're starting to promote that idea of all police wearing cameras.
Renee, appreciate the call. Yeah, we'll start off with a report from CNN, and they're breaking news about two journalists being arrested. We've got video of journalists being gassed for filming. It doesn't feel like Trayvon Martin Part 2. It feels like Martial Law Part 1.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Pictures there from moments ago out on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri. That's outside St. Louis. Heavily armed and armored riot police confronting sit-down strikers protesting the killing of a young African-American man, Michael Brown, by one of their brother officers. And there's breaking news out of that protest involving the people covering it and police. Two reporters were arrested tonight under what sounds like some strange circumstances. Our senior media correspondent, Brian Stelter, has been working his sources. He's joining us now with some late information. These two reporters, Brian, first of all, what do we know about them? What do we know what happened?
Well, they're two of the most prominent journalists who have been on the scene in Ferguson, Wesley Lowery of the Washington Post and Ryan Riley of the Huffington Post. I've been following them on Twitter because they've been among the most active reporters on the scene, posting pictures and stories and quotes from people there who were protesting. At about 8 p.m. Eastern time, police came into the McDonald's where both of them were working, filing their stories, charging their batteries, that sort of thing. And these police officers told them to leave and then arrested them. They went silent online for about 45 minutes, which concerned their bosses at the Washington Post and the Huffington Post, and obviously concerned a lot of their fans and followers on Twitter. But they have resurfaced. They say they were both released without any charges, without even any paperwork. They say they were roughed up, but they're okay. But, Wolf, this is a pretty serious escalation in tensions, not between the community there, which we've seen for days now between the community and police, but between journalists and the police. There have been a couple other cases of journalists being told to leave the scene, but we haven't seen any arrests, at least until tonight.
So they've been released. Were they given any explanation at all why they were detained in the first place?
You know, I was just looking at Wesley Lowry's detailed explanation on his Twitter feed, twitter.com/WesleyLowry. He says no explanation at any point about why we were in custody other than we were, quote, trespassing at a McDonald's where they were customers. I got to give credit to these journalists, by the way, even though they were roughed up. In fact, one of them used the word assaulted. They have turned the story back to the others that were in that police van with them. They described one person is screaming in the back of the police van who was calling out for their paramedics. They say that those calls were refused and were actually mocked by the police. So like good journalists, they are putting the spotlight back on the others who are protesting. The people who were there, of course, they are covering the protesters who they are trying to tell the stories about tonight.
All right, Brian, thanks very much. Brian Stelter reporting for...
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Check out the website, outkastradio.net. You can also check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. This situation in Ferguson is different than the one in Sanford concerning Trayvon Martin for a couple of reasons. We still have one variable. That is not a variable, and it's constant. And people don't want to talk about this, but when you have impoverished areas, mostly black areas, many times you're dealing with a culture and a mentality that has been instilled for three or four generations. An entitlement mentality that says, you owe me. Okay, that's fairly obvious. And it's fairly obvious that this town is mostly black. 70% are black, 30% are white. It used to be the other way. This was one of those towns, Ferguson, a suburb of St. Louis, that experienced white flight. That element is still there. The element that is new is the police presence and the attitude. And I believe that right now, what you're seeing there in Ferguson, Missouri, is the police only in name. Because the videos I've been watching, that does not look like a police action. And they do not look like police. Those are more reminiscent of SWAT teams and the military. I would contend that maybe we have a military incursion in Ferguson, Missouri right now, and people keep calling it police and are calling it by the wrong name. The atmosphere, the fear, and again, I always go with my gut, tells me that this is different. If they're going after reporters now, what is it they don't want brought to the light? The fact that there is a military presence in Ferguson, Missouri, more so than a police presence? A little bit of overkill there. It's the same old story. White policeman allegedly killing a black kid. We've seen it over and over. But the difference this time is the response. The response seems to be firm and violent. And where is the First Amendment? Where is the truth? It seems that some of these journalists, in fact, are being harassed. Maybe the military / police don't like the way the story is unfolding and the way they may be perceived in the media. That's the impression I'm getting. So what do you think? Is this different than the Sanford, Florida scenario with Trayvon Martin? I think this one is different. And the only difference I see is the response. The community's response is the same, but the way they're dealing with this, the level of force that I'm seeing, I haven't seen that before. Mike writes in, digging your show, the overwhelming show of force in Ferguson, Missouri, shows me the authorities completely understand the numbers and the potential for the masses to take over at any second. The militarization, hang on, of police is due to the fact that they are frightened of all of us, as well they should be. And in order to pretend they are in charge, they act like an occupying force, which they have become. When it gets to be too much, the giant will rise, and they are doing everything to prevent it. Take good care and keep up the good work, Mike. I don't even know where to start with all these emails. My box is flooded. Yeah, pull up anyone you like, man. Elvin writes in concerning the Obama clip. What difference does it make? We know that's really what he thinks, even if the clip is fake. We don't know. Howard writes in, he's right. You've got a world of very smart people with a lot of experience in your audience. I sent this link to a friend who teaches at the Seattle Film Institute. He's had every type of job in film and video, from Hollywood to Cape Canaveral to porn to industrial training. His response is, so. All right. Nobody knows. But at least we can discuss it. At least we can today. All right, let's go to Curtis in Florida. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I really love your voice. You sound like a... this is not an insult. You have this quick, interesting delivery, kind of like a human and smart, too. It's not an insult. It's very interesting. You have a very interesting voice, Don, the way you deliver. I wanted to say that I feel entitled. I feel entitled to air, rain, sun, an equal share of God's green earth that God made for all, and my left kidney. And I shouldn't have to buy my air, rain, sun, or an equal share of land or my left kidney in order for me to have possession of that which God created for all. I should not have to have a proxy who takes all the land and then sells it to the highest bidder, or first gave it out to William Penn or Delaware or any other lord, or those who promised to do special favors for the king, or fallatio on the Jews. It just is rock. I feel entitled to an equal share of land. And I don't feel that. I feel the most entitled in a bad way, people, are those who own thousands and thousands of acres or dozens of blocks in downtown areas and are not compensating those who they are making homeless by possessing uncompensatingly in real time those to whom they are denying access to God's green earth.
You know, you make a really good point, Curtis, and that's what it's all about. Absolutely. Appreciate the call down there in Florida. Robert in Missouri says he just left Ferguson. What did you see, Robert?
Well, I just left there, and I just took some personal pictures of the burnt down Quick Trip, and there's a bunch of people milling around. There's a bunch of media, and I just met some of the guys from the big crew that is on the other network from down there where you're at, and one of them got hit with something right in the gut and got a big old bruise on his stomach. So I was rapping with them guys for a minute. You know, there's no cops around right now down there, right in that area. You know, the governor, Jay Nixon of Missouri, Democratic governor, he released today that they're going to change up, the police forces, and they're going to pull St. Louis County off of it. St. Louis County is a massive police agency with tactical operations, you name it. They've been militarized since I can remember. I grew up in St. Louis County. So I think this is a federal job now. I think the feds totally took this baby over, and I think that's a bad sign. And you got all the provocateurs up there. I was reading reports last night that they're busing in anarchists and communists out of Chicago, and hence you had the Molotov cocktails that show up out of nowhere last night. And so I think this thing could get real ugly because of the federal provocateurs. And
I could literally see this spilling over into St. Louis. What is Ferguson, about 20 miles from St. Louis?
Yeah, it's in the north part of St. Louis County, but I mean it's probably 12 to 15 miles from the St. Louis County where St. Louis County and city and so I don't know. It seems really crazy.
It is crazy, Robert. Appreciate the call. Up next, we'll talk about the BRICS, the NWO without the USA. Keep your eye on the money. This is Outkast Radio.
Here I am again in this mean old town.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, C-R-Y-P-T-O-N-Y-T-E.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while
straight. What is happening?
Boy, do I feel like that today. I have a drama guard. I don't know if you know what that is, but it is the ability to keep all drama out of my life. I've been divorced now for 7 years. My daughter lives right down the road in Austin. Successful young lady. Working for a software company, even branded it. Good for you, young lady. Talked to my son last night. He's an air conditioning technician in Florida. Good for you, young man. My mom is healthy. Wife-free, drama-free. But every once in a while, I will, or someone will pull me into the drama vortex. And that's pretty much what happened today with this video. The question was real simple. Is it the real deal? It creates a conversation. I don't know. But I do know that technology is so advanced they can do just about anything. But I will bet my reputation and career that the Roger Clemens audio is the real deal. Let's go to Ed in Delaware. Hello, Ed. No Ed in Delaware? Okay. I've got about 35 to 40 emails I could read, but let me tell you what I think is going on with the BRIC nations, because I did promise that I would discuss that. On January 1st, 2015, the new mini IMF, or as we call them, the BRICS, which are comprised of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America, will begin a brand new bank. They put $100 billion into it about 3 weeks ago, and that's when Putin was in South America. As Putin was flying back to Russia, he crossed the same vector as MH17 40 minutes later. Same markings on his plane as MH17. We find out that, in fact, MH17 was probably shot down by a fighter jet, more than likely a Ukrainian fighter jet. The cockpit was littered with 30 caliber shells. It was very hard to find any pictures, but a couple of astute German pilots managed to do that and gave their opinion, which I concur with. I think that possibly there may have been an assassination attempt on Putin that failed. One of the reasons they want to do that, Russia was kicked out of the G8 a few months ago. It's now just the G7. And an economic World War III has been underway for at least 2 months, and you don't even know it. It's been going on, and all of the countries are getting ready to move their pieces into place. And I really believe that this will start heating up January 1st, 2015, when the new mini BRIC goes into business. A couple weeks ago, Merkel wanted to see the gold that we're holding for them. And apparently we said, what gold? Now Germany's pissed off. I could see Germany jumping in December into this new BRIC coalition and putting all of their funds in it. Because if it is true that at some point the petrodollar will be no longer, then they're going to have to get off the dollar as the reserve currency. The person to make that announcement probably would be Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF. And in order to do this without chaos and drama, it would have to be done over the weekend. You would wake up on Monday morning and there would be an announcement that, don't worry, your dollar is still your dollar, but it doesn't quite have the value it had on Friday. So there would be a haircut across the board in a basket of currencies known as an SDR, which is special drawing rights. So I think that's what the IMF's plan is in the short term. If the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, the IMF would take control and announce a collective haircut for all the currencies, including the euro. Now, if Germany were to leave the IMF and join the BRIC nations, then they could go back to the mark instead of the euro and be protected from that devaluation. I could see a scenario like that playing out. But there's so many different scenarios that could play out. Keep in mind that Russia and China had a massive gas deal 3 months ago. Gazprom, the largest exporter of natural gas in the world. And they're building a pipeline. All settlements will be in the ruble and the renminbi, bypassing the dollar again. China making the announcement a little while back that they're going to conduct all of their settlements with Iran in their currencies, because the largest importer in the world of Iranian oil is China. Russia also making a deal with India that all settlements will be in their currencies. Russia even did the same with Afghanistan. So everything is setting up for an implosion of the dollar. And what is happening in the Middle East right now, I think, is purposeful, because at some point the military-industrial complex of our nation has to justify their existence. So if everything is peaceful, there's no need for an increase in expenditures. So I think in the next 30 to 60 days, you're going to see things really heat up in the Middle East, which gets to our foreign policy, which is bipolar at best. We support ISIS when they fight Bashar al-Assad in Syria, and yet we oppose ISIS when they fight the folks in Iraq. That doesn't make any sense. Unless you also believe that the CIA was training ISIS back in 2012 in Jordan. And ISIS, for all intents and purposes, call it ISIS or ISIL, is really just Al-Qaeda rebranded. So you have all these geopolitical scenarios that could play out. And then you have the currency issues, which could play out. And the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, which could escalate and bleed over, literally, into the city of St. Louis. And if that happened, at some point there may be a declaration of martial law. And then you have the border situation, where this influx of immigrants just continues. As a matter of fact, I have a story, and I haven't even gotten to it. It's up on the website, outcastradio.net, about a school district in Atlanta that is literally being inundated and cannot handle all of the illegals that are registering for school. Think about this. It's August. A lot of school districts start the new school year at the end of August and the beginning of September. How do you think that's going to affect your property taxes if you happen to be one of the communities that is receiving all of these illegals? Your property taxes are going to go up. Because one thing, they're going to need more teachers and bigger schools. So you're going to see all the ramifications, all of the fruit from this horrible crop that has been planted. And it has been one horrific crop after another, after another, after another. And we are getting ready to harvest a bountiful bowl of chaos. Whether it is on our southern border, with our money, with civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, or the Middle East. I mean, take your pick. Any of these could be a domino that could move us to the next level. And what is the next level? Could there be an Ebola breakout? I don't think there will be. I think this was actually a trial balloon to see how everyone would respond. It was the same thing with the Boston bombings. How would people react if we did declare a soft martial law stance? Well, the people in Boston stood up and saluted and cheered the police. The situation in Ferguson is a lot different than the situation in Sanford, Florida with Trayvon Martin. The difference is the response. They are police only in name. I would contend that is more of a military presence we're seeing in Ferguson, disguised as a police operation. And when they start going after journalists, you know they're trying to hide something. And are they just trying to hide the level of brutality that is going on there? And I'm not excusing for one second the citizens of Ferguson who are rioting, throwing rocks through windows, and looting the place. That's not how civil people behave. But the reality is this. A year and a half ago in Louisiana, the EBT system went down for an hour, and they literally were taking apart Walmart. So you're looking at an hour when your whole life could change. Whether it is financial, civil, the border, take your pick. And that's why I keep saying on the show, enjoy the day and try to get right with God, because most of this you can't control, and truth is elusive. Believe me, I know that very well. If you get a chance, check out the website. It's outcastradio.net. I'll see you in a few hours.